started with structure, which is still a little, I'm a little uncomfortable with, but we'll work through it. But we wanted to get this structure, the top level done first, structure meaning. So what would the big pieces of HR be broken out into? So we've now done that. We've broken it out into something called an excellent workforce, and that has to do with us, basically, and the talent management cycle that we would go through from sourcing and selecting all the way up through retiring or transitioning someone to be a church service missionary or transitioning them to another job or whatever it is, but that whole cycle, that we're coining that as having an excellent workforce right now, but don't know what the actual name will end up being. But it's about this mixed workforce too, it's not just employees, it's the whole gamut. Then there's an excellent work environment, which is another big structural piece, and we're organizing around this. So the teams will tuck under each one of these pieces. So excellent work environment includes employee relations, organizational design work, and there's a lot of things that are happening right now. Then there's a planning chunk, too, where we'll have some form of a small planning team that will actually, look out ahead on the horizon. HR's never done that before, by the way. We've always kind of looked about 12 months at the most in front of our nose. Now we're going to look out on the horizon and do more, I don't want to say corporate planning, but planning like other larger organizations do for the future, for HR, which is good. And then we've got operations, ops, which is kind of a glorified term for shared services. In other words, we're now going to take and put together some efficiency engines where we'll centralize lots of different pieces. That's called the HR operations piece. And then this last piece has to do with business partners. There's HR business partners that will take place. They're HR reps, HR generalists, whatever you want to call them. But there's this other group that we're organizing that might be central, it might not, we're not sure, but there's a group that will act as kind of the account managers and the frontline people for the customers, the line managers and employees. So, business partners, HR ops, excellent workforce, excellent environment, and then a planning function. That's the macro. That is
and then the enable piece as well.
And you're right, and then there's some more infrastructure underneath. The enable piece has to do with, thank you for reminding me, has to do with things like legal, making sure that, you know, we're legally compliant with everything and involve legal in all the right and appropriate things that have to do with policy and everything. And then what are the other pieces?
Finance,
IT,
and technology, and then HR for HR.
And HR for HR, yeah. Thank you. So there's this kind of this infrastructure of support services, too, let's call them. So now we've done that. Chink, check it off, done. That happened last week while I was out of town, and it worked out fine. I think we're in a good place there. But now we're going to move from macro to micro, which means each one of those teams that I talked about are now going to double-click and build out for us, as an example, what are all the processes associated with excellent workforce. So we're going to just go deep into that, and we're going to see how many humans it's going to take to accomplish that. So we're going to size it. So maybe right now we have 12.5 FTE associated with it, and we'll need 15 FTE. Who knows? We're going to go deep and understand that and document what the processes are and get some rules designed too. That's the micro work that's going to take place. So that's heavy lifting, deep work. It's going to take probably a couple of months to go through that. So that's what's next on the horizon, just to let you know. Some of you will be involved as resources, consulting. Many of you on the Excellent Workforce team, I'll be pulling all of you together. So this will be a very transparent process, and that I'll be asking for your feedback on this too. So I'm going to probably start with, my approach will be just to let you know, I'll probably get a handful of people to cobble together the first draft of what an architecture would look like for excellent workforce, and then I'll bring everybody together